greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do you realize, my friends, how much the relationship between the United States of America and its allies has deteriorated for quite some time? And how many times our allies are accusing and condemning and ridiculing us for our politics? Now, if you do not quite follow, let me read to you from the international press what was reported this week in the beginning of April. Here's an article by the BBC News dated April 6, saying, for the first time, the U.S. is ruling out a nuclear response to attacks on America involving biological, chemical, or conventional weapons. But this comes with a big caveat. Countries will only be spared a U.S. nuclear response if they comply with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This does not include Iran and North Korea. In fact, it doesn't include Israel, India, or Pakistan either. The article goes on to say President Obama is likely to be criticized by both sides. The left will say he should impose a blanket ban on the use of American nuclear warheads. The right will say he is undermining the credibility of America's nuclear deterrent by limiting the circumstances in which it can be used. And however you slice it, it is clear that the message was given to the world that America is not going to be willing to defend itself against an attack with all costs. In addition, here's an article by Deutsche Welle, which was published on April 8, saying that the presidents of the United States and Russia have signed a new arms reduction agreement in Prague, signaling a willingness to rid the world of nuclear weapons. But experts on the whole are largely disappointed. It goes on to say that the Prague signing this week is being sold by Washington spin doctors as further evidence of Obama's courageous commitment to reducing weapons and his desire to reset relations with Russia, but experts are skeptical of how historic the agreement will turn out to be and whether Obama's vision is anything other than a utopian pipe dream. Nick Whitney, a transatlantic and defense expert at the European Center for Foreign Relations, believes that the agreement suggests the U.S. focus is moving away from Europe and that this could have repercussions for European defense. The U.S. is no longer worried about defending Europe from those land invasion scenarios of the Cold War, he said. What will happen is that the Europeans will be forced to look more at their own defense strategies and spending. And that is exactly what's going to happen. And that is exactly what we have been telling you for decades, for almost three quarter of a century. Beginning in the 1930s, we have been warning this world that Europe will rise while America is going to fall in these last days. And that is exactly what we are happening, what we are going to see and what is happening right now. But at the same time, we also need to understand that there are causes and there are reasons for these developments. And these are developments which Jesus Christ said have to occur just prior to his return. Let me read to you from an article which was also published by Deutsche Welle on April 8. In the latest high-profile leak of sensitive material onto the Internet, the website WikiLeaks has published a video showing an attack of civilians by U.S. soldiers in Baghdad 3 years ago that killed a dozen people. It was later discovered that the group included two employees of the Reuters news agency. Now listen to the reaction of the German papers, left, conservative or right, doesn't matter. That's what they wrote. The Berliner Zeitung says that this leaked WikiLeaks material shows bloodthirsty soldiers coldly pursuing their business. There is only one word to describe what happened that day, murder, writes the Süddeutsche Zeitung. The newspaper criticized the soldiers' casual use of excessive force. It shows, according to the paper, trigger-happy American soldiers talking into the camera, calmly killing a dozen people. And it also shows, according to the Tageszeitung, the omnipotent war machine. And, of course, the accusations against America are continuing. Not only because of Mr. Obama's presidency now, but it goes back now to Mr. Bush's presidency as well. Then there is another incident which occurred. And first, at first sight, you might not necessarily see the connection between a deteriorating relationship between America and its allies in Europe. But listen carefully, it has to do with what happened in Afghanistan. Der Spiegel Online wrote on April 6 that on Friday, Taliban fighters ambushed and killed three German soldiers in Afghanistan, leaving eight wounded, four severely. In a separate incident, German Bundeswehr troops killed six Afghan soldiers in the northern Afghan region of Kunduz. And of course, the article goes on to say that there's big discussions going on in Germany right now whether Germany is at war, and if that is the case, can German soldiers defend themselves only, or can they also attack others? At this point, the overall impression is German soldiers cannot launch an aggressive war. That would be even against the Constitution. But the question is, are they going to do it? Because notice what happened, and this is actually written by a conservative paper, Die Welt, which is actually pro-American. This article has this to say. On Good Friday, the U.S. Air Force declined to attack entrenched Taliban fighters, even though in this case, German soldiers were truly in danger. Under no circumstances should any civilians get killed, as they were on September 4 in this air attack in Kunduz, the thinking went. But the Taliban can also tell when their enemies are hesitating, and Karzai can sense it too. What the Germans are taking from this is that they are being betrayed by their American allies. They cannot rely any longer on American support, whether it is regarding this treaty Mr. Obama did with the Russians, whether it has to do with the defense shield in Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia, whether it now has to do with their support from American soldiers in Afghanistan. And so what we are seeing is that America is kind of pushing the Europeans to construe and bring about a unified European army, something which is prophesied to happen. But what we are seeing right now, these developments clearly indicate that we are very close to the return of Jesus Christ, because these are two events which, as I said, have been prophesied. The downfall of the United States of America with lightning speed, and at the same time, the rise of Europe with equally lightning speed. My friends, when we see the nonsense going on in this world, when we see how politicians try to solve problems and only create more and more problems in the process, let us look with thankful anticipation towards a time when our redemption is near. It is drawing much, much nearer now, and we need to keep watching what's happening in Europe, in the United States, also in the Middle East, and in other places, because as Jesus Christ said, I will do a short work on this earth, and people will be surprised when it happens, and then I will come, and all the nations will see me. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.